Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 6th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Google announced that Android developers must give users an option to delete their accounts and their in-app data if they want to continue to be listed in the Google Play Store. Starting in 2024, Play Store listings will display links in the data deletion section to let users ask for their data or ask that it be deleted. That means there must be a web-based option that does not require the user to reinstall the app. All apps must comply by May 31st, 2024, or face removal. Google also plans to restrict apps that offer personal loans from accessing sensitive user data, like images and contacts. CEO Sundar Pichai told the Wall Street Journal that Google plans to let users ask questions to Google and engage with large language models in the context of search. He didn't give any sense of when this would happen. Pichai also said to expect more collaboration between Google Brain and DeepMind. Those are the company's two primary AI units. Microsoft plans to add its Microsoft 365 Copilot feature to OneNote. It's their AI assistant that was originally announced to go into Teams, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint last month. Copilot will be able to summarize your existing notes as well as rewrite or reformat them. It can also generate notes based on a prompt, like make talking points for a meeting, for example. Copilot is being tested in beta in Microsoft 365. There's no release date for it yet. Microsoft also added the Bing Chat AI to the SwiftKey keyboard for Android. That's available by downloading the beta version of SwiftKey on the Google Play Store. Samsung signed a multi-year extension to its partnership with AMD for access to Radeon graphics tech. Samsung uses Radeon in its Exynos SoCs, those are the ones used in Galaxy smartphones, as well as its Eclipse mobile graphics processing. The extension will cover multiple generations of Radeon and increase the number of Exynos chips that can use Radeon. Be Real Films, the makers of Midsommar, if you don't know them by name, will begin production this autumn on a TV series telling the story of The Pirate Bay for Sweden's SVT public broadcaster. The six-part drama will follow the rise of the BitTorrent index, its attempts to avoid blocks, and its eventual decline. Dynamic Television has the worldwide distribution rights, but there's no release date or platform to be announced yet, although Dynamic will probably be looking for deals at MIPTV in Cannes, which begins April 17th. Brian Hood is the mayor of Hepburnshire in Australia, and he has sent a letter to OpenAI asking it to correct false information being given about him by ChatGPT. Mayor Hood is even considering suing for defamation. Members of the public told him that ChatGPT had named him as a guilty party in a bribery scandal from the early 2000s, but in actuality, Hood's one of the people who notified authorities about the bribes in question, and of course, he was never charged with a crime. The Financial Times reports that advertising on TikTok grew 11% in March, this despite the growing concerns over the security of the app and the potential for the U.S. government to block TikTok in that country. Ad spending on TikTok was led by Pepsi, DoorDash, Amazon, and Apple, among others, according to data from Sensor Tower. The ad spends, though, may have been booked before congressional hearings highlighted those concerns. A consortium of international law enforcement agencies teamed up to seize domains used for Genesis Market. That's a marketplace for hacked user data. The data on the marketplace included information from autofill forms, saved login info, and a lot of stuff you'd find in cookies. Hence the name by law enforcement for the effort, Operation Cookie Monster. Genesis sold a custom browser that could be used with the stolen data to run bots that impersonated people. The bots sell for as much as $450 apiece. While the domains have brought the marketplace down temporarily, the operators have yet to be identified. U.S. Census data shows that U.S. chip imports grew 17% on the year in February, but they're coming from different places. Chip imports from mainland China fell 7.8%, while chips from Vietnam rose 74.9%. Thailand, 62.3%, and South Korea, 43.3%. A couple of new countries are in the list. India increased its shipments 34 times, and Cambodia rose 698%, putting both countries in the top 10, just below Japan. Finally, India's Ministry of Electronics and IT published a detailed explanation of the government's plans to regulate AI. The ministry said, quote, AI is a kinetic enabler of the digital economy and innovation ecosystem. So while it is developing policies to address concerns around AI, it doesn't intend to introduce new legislation. There aren't as many AI-related startups in India as other markets, so it seems India is trying to appeal to entrepreneurs in that space. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, please tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.